You're listening to New Technia. MIT built more than 1,000 molecular devices with a 96% working yield. MIT researchers developed self-assembling metal contacts that protect fragile molecular layers during chip fabrication. More than 1,000 devices achieved a 96% average working yield, and the team built a memory array, but commercial speed, cost, and long-term system reliability remain untested. Molecules can be engineered with electronic properties that ordinary chip materials do not offer, but turning those delicate building blocks into reliable devices has been notoriously difficult. MIT researchers now report a fabrication method that made more than 1,000 molecular devices with a 96% average working yield, a step toward testing molecular electronics at circuit scale rather than one fragile junction at a time. The 30-second summary. What happened? Researchers built prefabricated metal structures that fold themselves into contact with a molecular layer, avoiding processing steps that can damage it. Why does it matter? The method produced large batches of working devices and an interconnected memory array, giving molecular electronics a more practical route toward circuits. What is the catch? This is a laboratory fabrication platform, not a commercial processor, and its performance has not yet been demonstrated in a full computing system. Key number. More than 1,000 devices were fabricated with a 96% average working yield, using molecular layers less than 1 nanometer thick. Why reliable molecular contacts matter? A molecule is not simply a smaller version of a silicon transistor. Chemists can adjust its structure to change how it stores charge, responds to light, or switches between electrical states. That makes molecular materials attractive for memory, sensing, photonics, and some forms of quantum technology. The obstacle is the contact. A useful electronic device needs metal electrodes to meet the molecular layer without crushing it, contaminating it, or changing its chemistry. Conventional lithography, solvents, and metal deposition can be too harsh, while gentler experimental methods often make isolated devices rather than the repeatable arrays needed for circuits. A recent review of molecular electronic devices describes reproducibility and scalable integration as persistent barriers. Nupnaya's reading is that the yield matters more than the headline-grabbing scale. Sub-nanometer layers have been studied before, but a technology cannot leave the laboratory if most devices fail or behave differently from their neighbors. How the device assembles itself. The team separated the harsh and delicate stages. First, it used conventional semiconductor processes to build a scaffold containing two metal electrodes with a controlled gap. Only after those steps were finished did the researchers add the molecular material. As the liquid carrying the molecules evaporated, capillary force gently pulled a flexible upper electrode toward the lower one. Van der Waals attraction then held the metal surfaces together with the molecular layer between them. In effect, the researchers fabricated a movable structure and allowed nanoscale forces to complete the contact. This sequence keeps metal deposition chemicals and other damaging steps away from the molecules. The peer-reviewed paper in Nature Nanotechnology calls the approach self-assembled contacts, while MIT's technical account of the experiment explains how electrode stiffness and surface area were tuned so the forces closed the junction without destroying it. From individual junctions to a memory array. The researchers did more than measure a handful of structures. They fabricated over 1,000 devices, reported a 96% average yield, and repeatedly cycled working junctions tens of thousands of times without observing degradation. They also connected devices into a molecular memory array, showing that the method can support an organized circuit rather than only standalone test pieces. That does not mean the array competes with flash memory or modern processors. Its importance is methodological, researchers can now compare molecular designs across many nominally similar devices and begin asking system-level questions about addressing variation and failure. Earlier work on uniform molecular gaps and active nanodevices showed why precise contacts are valuable, but scaling those contacts remained difficult. Before we overstate the result, the devices were fabricated and tested in a research setting. No commercial manufacturing line or complete computing product was demonstrated. A high fabrication yield does not by itself establish competitive speed, energy use, data retention, cost, or long-term reliability under real operating conditions. The reported memory array is a proof of integration. Independent teams still need to reproduce the method with other molecules, architectures, and fabrication facilities. What happens next? The immediate test is versatility. The researchers want to use the platform with different molecular and atomic scale materials, then build multifunctional sensors, memory elements, and computing components. Compatibility with packaging, larger wafers, and conventional interconnects will determine whether the technique can move beyond specialist laboratories. The takeaway is modest but meaningful. The team has not built the molecular computer of the future. It has built a more credible way to find out whether such devices can be manufactured consistently enough to deserve one. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.